So, big sports weekend. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, is here in the studio. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
So, let's just start. First of all, Nadal is back.
Je set a match, Nadal.
Once again, Rafael Nadal, unchallenged, wins his fifth French Open title.
Straight sets. He beat Robin Soderling, who took Federer out earlier in the tournament, 6-4, 6-2, 6-4. That was pretty decisive. But also, we get Boston evening the series in the NBA Finals. We get the Chicago Blackhawks going up 3-2 in the NHL Finals. Take your pick, Ibrahim.
Well, I'll start with the Blackhawks, because if they win another game, then they will erase 49 years of not winning a Stanley Cup. And that's probably very exciting for the city of Chicago. But also, if you think about the way that the series has gone, the Blackhawks win two, the Flyers win two. So by that math, it looks like the Flyers should win the next one, and this should go down to seven games.
And last night, it was a shootout. I mean, 7-4. That's not exactly a hockey score.
It was kind of an old-school hockey game, like when in the days, you know, in the 80s or in the 70s, where defense was not the preeminent part of the game. So, yeah, it was great hockey.
Back to the French Open. Any sign of weak knees on the part of Nadal? I didn't see it.
Nadal looked excellent. He was crossing back across, you know, going back and forth on the court. He was doing the sprints to the net. He was hitting shots that were just really incredible. He had one shot that was kind of like he put the racket behind him and it kind of bounced around his back, and he just kind of knocked it over the net. He was just incredible yesterday. And he won in straight sets, and he did not lose a set the entire French Open.
Could I just ask, is Federer just gone? I realize he's gone from this tournament, but what does it say about Federer for the future?
I think Federer just didn't win. I mean, Soderling is a giant killer, and Soderling was playing excellent tennis. And I think Federer is still definitely much in play.
Soderling is definitely an ace that we're going to watch throughout the entire season. I mean, he's going to be the giant killer at Wimbledon, and he makes it really exciting for the U.S. Open. All right, the NBA Finals.
Well, then, the story there is Ray Allen, who had 8 3-pointers. And the other piece of the story is the Lakers had 14 blocked shots. That means that the game is extended very, very to the edges of the game, and that's why Ray Allen had to knock down those 3-pointers. It was a heavyweight battle, and that's why the NBA Finals is tied 1-1. The Lakers played great, but the Celtics played better.
This was a higher scoring game. What does that mean than game one?
I think in general, the defense wasn't as good as either side had wanted to be. Both teams had people in foul trouble. Kobe was in foul trouble. He had 5 fouls going in early in the fourth quarter. It was a brutal game, and they're calling it really close. So I think that it's not as much as you know.
But both games, the narrative was foul trouble early. For the Celtics,
correct,
the first time. For the Lakers, the second time.
It's
Ibrahim Abdelmateen, looking at all the sports this weekend. Thanks so much, bud.
Hey, we're gearing up for the World Cup.
Yeah, that's right. Tomorrow we'll talk about that.